This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations nuclear watchdog says uranium of a man-made origin has been discovered at a location in Iran not declared to the agency. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The revelation from the International Atomic Energy Agency is the first time it has acknowledged in a report that allegations made by the US and Israel against Iran are true. The experts, though, have not identified the site in the confidential quarterly report distributed to member states and seen by the Associated Press. However, Israel and the US say the site is on the outskirts of Tehran, a location previously described by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a secret atomic warehouse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The former British Army officer and founder of an NGO that trains the Syria Civil Defense Group has been found dead outside his home in Istanbul. Meanwhile, Turkey is moving forward with plans to deport captured Islamic State fighters to the West. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
A key backer of Syria's White Helmets search and rescue group has been found dead outside his home in Istanbul. James LeMessurier was the founder of Mayday Rescue, which provides training to White Helmets first responders. The outfit is famous for rushing into airstrikes in Syria to pull out the wounded. How the former British Army officer died in Turkey is not yet known. One security source said he appears to have fallen from his balcony and is being treated as a suicide. A separate diplomatic source said the cause was unclear.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Australian authorities have declared a state of emergency because of wildfires across a broad strip of Australia's east coast, including Sydney. They're urging residents in high-risk areas to evacuate. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.